Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking callers. The number is 657-383-1612. I'm very pleased to have a good friend of mine on the show today, an awesome person. And I have with me Jody Sirota. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Star. Great to be
here.
How are
you? Thank you for coming. How are you, honey?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be talking to you on the radio.
Great. Jody, you do this marvelous, miraculous, intense energy work. Would you like to tell my listening audience what do you do and how it works?
Okay. I do a few different things. I'm basically a channel. So I allow myself to kind of get out of the way and allow for guides to come through for channeled Akashic record readings that are soul readings, readings of your soul from all time, space, and dimensions. I work metaphysically, and I work with combination of visual, audible, and kinesthetic vibration that has an effect on your system. In my case, I'm an artist, so I do concerts with where people can view my artwork that is done specifically for consciousness raising and healing, and activations and initiations to awaken your consciousness and help you to come into a more full understanding of who you are in this experience, anchoring in your soul more directly, and helping to clear anything that's in the way. So I work with the visual vibration, then I work with sound that comes through my voice. And it's from other dimensions and also light languages that kind of take you out of your mind so you can just receive and be affected by the vibration, because we're all made of vibration, and it kind of restructures or redefines your alignment. And then I work with information that comes through. So it's kind of visual, audible, and then you feel something kinesthetically from all of the combination of the things that I do. I work with a lot of different things. I work with crystal skulls, which also have something to do with vibration. And so I combine all these different things, but it's basically as a channel. I just bring through whatever is necessary or appropriate for that person's growth and movement forward in their lives, and hopefully to bring them into an aligned state of being happy and enjoying being here.
Well, you know, I think we've been friends and worked together now for approximately 20 years, and I have had the pleasure to sit in the audience, sit next to you, and in many different occasions. I've seen people break out into tears. I've seen people, cough. I've seen people break out into ecstasy. Ooh, that's a good name for a book, Break Out into Ecstasy.
Breaking Out into Ecstasy.
And I've seen people become very, very still, almost look like they're not breathing, and people breathe heavily. So the same art, the same sounds that you make, the same channeling affects people on a wide variety of ways. Why do you think that happens? Why do you think for some people it moves their sadness and some people it accelerates their joy?
Well, I think my intention is always to bring them into whatever kind of alignment that's necessary and to anchor in more of what their soul or their divine presence, to really come in and experience more of themselves. But when you experience more of yourself, what also needs to kind of be transmuted or kind of recognized, sometimes you don't have to go through anything, you just can shift something instantaneously, like putting light or a high frequency into a shadow, there's no processing. Some people need to understand something, and some people just need to shift something. It depends on what their growth process is and their karma. And But for some people, they might need to feel something because they haven't felt anything or haven't been taught that their feelings meant anything, just to go through something. Other people might need to just get out of their way to allow themselves to receive something, so that's where they might just feel still. Other people, it might bring them to tears. Some people, as you notice in day-to-day life, some people come into tears because of something happy or for something sad. So it's just an awakening or a response to higher frequency, because I'm awakening parts of themselves that are their truth so that they can bring that forth. But in that process of coming into truth, they may go through kind of moving something through, and that's really something moving out, typically, unless they're embracing something. So it's some people are receiving and some people are moving, letting go of something. So it's a combination, but it's always different. Even for the same person, they may experience the work that I do differently based on what's going on with them in that moment in time.
In one given minute.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that happen too. So you and I are doing this amazing workshop called the Crystalline Core, May 26th to the 30th. And I see one of the things that you're going to be doing is a sound bath. Tell me what a sound bath is.
Well, it's the idea that you're being bathed in frequency that will, with the intention to do whatever it needs to do to help you to heal, to raise your consciousness, to embody more of your truth and live that and express that and receive more manifestations and opportunities for those manifestations in your life, and even know what you want to do in that in your life and be. But the way that I do this is I just work off the whole group with everything that I do. I never plan anything except I'm given an intention so that I can put that out to people. But with a sound bath, it would be like as if you're being, rather than bathed in water, you're being bathed in frequency of light and love. And I bring it through sound, through my voice, where I go into a meditation and I move my energy aside to allow for frequencies from higher dimensions and also from the earth as well, the deeper dimensions, but to bring whatever is necessary through the vibrational frequency of sound that will go deep into the cellular, molecular, atomic DNA levels of your being and bathe every part of your being physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually so that you're saturated with so much sound, so much light that it's almost like you can burst through to actually come into a higher level of frequency within your true nature, what your true sense of who you are. In addition to that, I also bring through these languages of light that come through that sound kind of like almost like the tongues that people speak in churches and things like that. But they're light languages, they're frequencies from the star systems, from the planets, from beyond the beyond, from different higher level beings, ascended masters and angelic and archangelic realms, from the earth if you need grounding and more connection to being, anchoring you into your life more fully so that you're more present. But the idea is that you can either lie down or sit. I don't know how we're going to do this. We'll see when we get there how it feels, but at the retreat. But you can just lie there and experience doing nothing, just being and receiving as if you're being bathed or massaged with sound. So your whole system can relax and get out of your own mind and just really just take in whatever, with the intention to take in whatever is necessary specifically for you. And what I do is I create a temple around us, an energetic temple, temples of sound and color and frequency, and I work with all of those things through the frequency of sound. Sometimes people will actually see the sound as color or images or geometries, so it's the idea that what's called synesthesia, where you, it's not a disease, it's just, it's actually a, it's a, it's an, a, an ability to experience, because your senses are so heightened, that you can experience an overlapping of senses, which I have, where you can, like when I paint, I could actually hear the sound of the colors, or I can feel where a color should be or what color to use rather than through my visual. I do both, all of it. But so when I have sound, sometimes I've had people come to a sound concert that I've done, and they would say great light show, you know, or great color show or something like that, and it was all about sound where you would hear it. But they start to hear, they start to see, they start to feel, they start to awaken. So these it's like a bath where you're being bathed and saturated and nurtured and held in all of this incredible frequency that is specific to the person or the group that's present.
And I've noticed that it sometimes triggers, and some people, they're healers and they're feelers, and they say to me, "Oh, Star, everything feels smooth except her liver feels like cubes." And, "Oh, Star, her heart feels like little pointy, scratchy things like Velcro." And what happens is when you go through these sound baths, it starts triggering, whether you're kinesthetic or whether you're auditory or visual, it starts triggering your additional senses so that when you hear, when you perceive, you can say, you know, you can say stuff. I had somebody in my kitchen the other day, and they were making a soup, and I tasted it, and I said, "It's missing something." And they tasted it, and they said, "Oh, yeah, it's got too many cubes in it. We got to smooth it down. Do you have a little bit of rosemary?" And so we all have a primary sense.
So they were talking about sacred geometry.
Right, but I'm saying the feeler can also feel the energy when the energy isn't appropriate. What your sound baths do is they trigger the spaces and places where people can feel better, hear better, and see better, because the bath cleans away all those things that were blocking and clinging to those senses.
It's kind of like soap, but it's actually, yeah. It doesn't matter if you swallow it, because it's just taking in all this really high, beautiful frequency, which is basically love. I work mostly with love. That's what the frequency that is an all-inclusive frequency that brings all the parts of yourself to be recognized as one in your unified consciousness, but also connecting you to everything else in all dimensions, you know, from every dimension that exists, including yourself to other humans and yourself to other realms.
Many times I've seen the angels and spirit guides just start vibrating along with the people. So that the sound bath cleans up that energy. So
the other thing, too, is that when we were just at the New Life Expo in New York, we were on the panel together for vibrational light language. And when we did that, one of the things that we were doing was showing people that when you're activated and you awaken your consciousness, it can actually awaken your abilities. Like most of the things that I do, other than I've learned some things from Star, but most of these things that I've done, as I studied with Star for a lot of different things that she does, most of this came through me meditating. I was just meditating and opening myself up, and all of these guidance started to come through and teach me what I came into and guided me and awakened me. And the languages came through when I was sitting with Max, the ancient crystal skull, and I put my hands on this crystal skull, which, you know, crystals have energy that give off energy and receive energy in the earth, and they're connected to the earth as well as the star systems and beyond. But when I put my hands on it, it awakened something in me that started me doing these languages. So it's almost like that activated me through a crystal, which is interesting because we're doing this whole crystal and core workshop. And I'm going to bring my green jadeite crystal skull. It's been with Max for many years, and that one works on the heart center. But when that activated me just from being around a certain kind of crystal that had a lot of programs within it for awakening you and that, the same thing is when we, in our own crystalline frequency, when we do, like when you do what you do or I do what I do, like you, Star, you always talk about the caught teachings, the teachings of not just learning a technique or the tools to do something, but you actually, if you're around a master who masters this whatever this would be, any of these type of teachings, that you actually catch the vibration or the frequency of the teaching, so you embody it and it becomes part of you, or become awakens that within you that has this as well as the master. So we found that when we were doing when we were talking about in the panel, that if you do enough light language in front of someone with the intention that it will awaken that within the people that are listening or are present, it could just zap something and awaken and ignite. It's like an ignition. It ignites something that will awaken the languages within themselves. And part of it's all about communication as well, because it's communicating all parts of yourself and others, and it's language. So it's just a language of light.
Right, and we're going to be Hot Springs, Arkansas, where we're having the Crystalline Core Workshop from May 26th to 30th, and you can find that on www.storefuentes.com. And we're on the biggest vein of continuous crystal in the world. Now, Brazil has crystal, but it's in pockets, and we have 50 springs here where the water comes up from the earth, and it's 4,000 years old. So the class is going to be in Hot Springs. We're sitting on all this crystal where the water and the crystal work together, and we're inside a Buckminster Fuller geodesic dome, which can be a powerful, powerful amplifier, or it can be the womb, depending on what we're doing in it. And we're going to be doing this 5-day workshop, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of crystal. We're going to do some crystal certification. We're going to show you crystals from different mines. We're going to show you how to do some crystal grids. We're going to do a little pendulum class. There's a great big old fat crystal handout that I put together. We're actually going to take you to a crystal mine and let you dig in the dirt and let you birth your own crystal. And please remember to bring some clothes that you'd want to throw away after you go.
the clay
just gets in everything.
I'm excited. I haven't been there yet to Star's place, so I'm excited to just go there just to visit and just be around her dome. But the idea that it's also all of Arkansas is laid upon all these clear quartz crystals and actually going to dig for your own, that's really cool. I'm excited to do it, so I'm happy to be doing this. Also, just to know, whenever I've done anything with Star, there, here, or anywhere, it's always been amazing. It's always been, Star's work is so tangible and so interesting because she has so many manifestations through her work, so it helps people to really believe that these things happen. Even with her work with cancer and life-threatening illnesses, we would do work on helping people to, you know, focus on doing work, specific work with these grids of consciousness that help people to shrink tumors, and you would actually see the tumors shrinking under our hands or things coming out from underneath the table that were just parts of whatever this was created from. So, and then we work on the issues and all the things that go along with it. But so I'm just excited because anytime I work with Star, it's just an amazing experience because all sorts of crazy things start happening. Lights start flashing.
Thank you.
Things start falling out of the sky.
really, they're not so crazy. They may not be in the normal world, but as you raise your frequency and as you raise your vibration, and I have this issue where people use the word frequency and vibration interchangeably. Your frequency is like a radio, AM, FM. It's the energy you put out right to left out of you that other people can tune into or not tune into. You may be on a very low AM station at a very low, low frequency, and some people like that. Your vibration is the energy between earth and spirit that you carry. So let's say you have very high frequency, and you run around your house all day, and you tell everybody what you're going to do, but you clean your house, and you keep avoiding your emotions, and you keep moving, and you have had years of activity, but very few accomplishments which come with your vibration. Let's say you have a very high vibration, and you have no frequency. So you're the person who walks into the door. Their resume looks good. When you're an actor, your shorts, your whatever look good, But for some reason, because you don't have frequency, you don't get it. You go to the first and second interview because you have a strong vibration and all the education. But the frequency is what magnetizes you to other people. So vibration and frequency are things that Jody both works on. And some of the things we do work on vibration or frequency, and some of the things we do take away. Let's say, for example, if I drank 4 cups of coffee and ate 6 brownies, well, a sweet roll in the morning, candy bar in the afternoon, and I smoked cigarettes, my vibration would go way down. My connection to Earth would go way down. So no matter how intense I was, how many people I talked to, people would not be signing up for my stuff because my vibration was low. So working with vibration, working with frequency, bring those two together and you have success. I find that Jody's work with both frequency and vibration blends and melds and smooths how your frequency and vibration get along. So you walk out of the class, the workshop, the seminar, with the ability to manifest more of your desires. So I love the frequency work, and I love the vibrational work. And we will be having that crystalline core workshop May 26th to the 30th in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And you can find that at www.starfuentes.com. Jody, where can we find information about you on the Internet?
Well, I'm sort of in the middle of putting a new website together. But you can go to Jody at jodysirota.com, which is my email.
How do you spell Jody?
Excuse me?
How do you spell Jody?
J-O-D-I.
Okay.
jodiserota.com. And so that's for that. And I own the Meta Center in New York City for almost 10 years. We're in the middle of looking for a new space at this point. We had to close because they doubled our rent. But so I'm in the middle of that, and I do have a website for that. It's still kind of, it's out there, but it's not, there's nothing new specifically on it, but you can see a little bit more about me. It's Meta, M-E-T-A, Center, C-E-N-T-E-R, ny.com.
And I love the Meta Center. I was one of the first teachers, blessed by
you. Yeah, you were the one that guarded it with me and helped me, and you set up the energy with me there.
Uh-huh. And Jody had spiritual teachers from all over the world come. It was a clean, beautiful, elegant, and I'm talking about clean not only physically but in an energetic way, and thousands and thousands of people passed through that door to learn stuff on hundreds of different topics, and we're all looking forward to when Jody has her new Meta Center. So, Jody, at this point in time, with everything that's going on in the world and all that, what is some important things you have to say to people how they do and be and how they do and be right now?
Well, I find that as much as we're all trying to or feel like we're moving to new higher levels, and after 2012, I think most people thought that was the end of the Mayan calendar and it was prophesied, we'd all kind of come into a whole new level of consciousness, and I think everybody thought the next day we'd all feel fabulous. And I feel like in the last few years, and we're still going through it a little bit, that when you come into new levels of consciousness, when there's higher frequencies coming into the planet, which is what's happened, there's a particular alignment after over 2,000 years, 2,600 years, 26,000 years. It's 26,000. I think it's been, there's a whole new frequency that's coming in, and it's aligning our systems in a different way to bring us into a clarification of truth. But because of other lifetimes, other experiences, we've been living through veils or lenses that gave us a sense of how we thought things were to be based on experiences we've been through. It could be even other lifetimes. And so now what's happening, I'm noticing, even though it's a new time frame, we're kind of going into this kind of unity consciousness, which is a fifth dimensional consciousness, which is about the open heart. That's the key to everything and feeling connected to yourself and everyone else. So that's a big part of what needs to happen, is to, no matter what, try to keep your heart center open. But from what I'm finding, a lot of people are suffering. And if you look around the world, there's so many crazy things going on in the world, and suffering and people not getting along, and wars and terrorism and changes in climate even, and changes in, look at what's happening in the government. There's so many different things going on. People I'm finding that a lot of people, my clients and friends, feeling in despair and kind of like wondering, well, what's going on? They feel like everything they've worked toward or had or thought was familiar is kind of in between. It feels like we're in between realms, in between where we were before and in between where we're going toward, without really knowing where to go. And a lot of people are needing, it's because it's about making changes, the appropriate changes to bring us into a particular alignment that brings us back to the original kind of intention of who we really are from all consciousness, all dimensions, all time periods. And it's like when you're an eye doctor, they put in different lenses, and sometimes you're seeing one way and then all of a sudden it's blurry and you're seeing through that, and that's how you would see your life without realizing you needed glasses. Then you put on the glasses and they change the lens, and suddenly everything becomes clearer, and our whole system becomes clearer, and everything starts to fall into place, and opportunities start to come in. But we're in this in-between place, is what I found, what I've been guided to talk about, that where people are having to go make these particular changes, and most people don't like to make change. Most people I'm finding are looking for, like, when this ends, we'll get back to normal, whatever normal was for them in their perception. And then from there, I'll have a platform to jump off of to then go toward whatever I'm trying to get to. But what's happened is it's almost like everything from the past has been, I don't know if it's erased, but it doesn't serve us anymore at all. So this higher frequency is not allowing us to step back and stand in where we were, so we don't get too comfortable again with familiarity, to be able to move forward but have to start from a whole new platform, which hasn't really been fully, acknowledged yet. And then even to go forward, to not even be sure where we're going toward, but to trust. So it's a really big time of trusting. And while people are in the middle of making changes and feeling like the rugs are being pulled out from under them, or their familiar ways of living, whether it's people, many people out there might be thinking about not being as comfortable in their jobs, they don't like them as much, they're not as fulfilling, or in their relationships, or how they feel in their bodies. So a lot of people are getting sick because it's the dis-ease that's coming up for them to pay attention to, and sometimes having to stop and pay attention to be able to even focus on that to move forward. And it's hard to stop when you've been in survival mode a lot, when you're not in exact alignment. A lot of people go into survival and just keep going and going and going and not wanting to feel. So a lot of people are having to feel things that they haven't wanted to feel, to work through a lot of their karma. There's many different kinds of karma. There's personal karma and family karma, universal karma, planetary karma. So we're kind of going through all the different pieces to get ourselves into an alignment so we can complete things and really get into something that makes sense on all levels of our consciousness that are in alignment with the absolute truth.
Very important to know that some of the negative, some of the black, and not that many of us have that, but where I see what a lot of us have is neutral or inappropriate energies in ourselves. So neutral energy neither helps me nor hinders me, but some events and some fears and some stuff have to come up on Star's part, so I move this neutral energy out and it becomes bright light, positive, it becomes thrilling, it becomes committed energy. And right. For the whole world, all the shit that's coming out, it has to come out before something replaces it. And where in my clients, and like you said, they feel like, I don't know where I'm going, things aren't working the same, it's we're no longer at the place where we have to push that negative energy out of our body. We're having to push out of our life that used energy, that energy that does zero for us.
Right. What drains?
You see this with people streamlining their lives now, getting rid of their possessions and downsizing. You see this, and it used to be long time ago in the 70s and 80s, it was about negative thinking, and then it was about positive thinking. And I think and feel what I feel is that zero thinking, that zero energy that is just in us but doesn't benefit us is leaving out of the planet, leaving out of my clients by leaps and bounds. But
right.
Since it's unrecognizable, since it doesn't have a flavor or taste to it, they're like, oh, my God, what's this? And they can't explain it. And this is a great time to remember to fill. This is fill your energy. Fill your energy by getting education. Fill your energy by doing some charity work. Fill your energy by helping others and by helping yourself. And I'm finding that instead of filling, people are getting paralyzed.
Yeah, people are getting really frightened. And in that, they don't want to. So then
they don't
want
to do anything.
Connect, and then they just don't do anything. Yeah.
Right.
And also, a lot of people are tapping into, because they're opening, they're awakening because of these higher energies coming in. It's all awakening us, whether we're even aware of it or not. And then we're tapping into collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness as a whole is moving to higher levels, and simultaneously we're all going through these shifts and changes that we just were talking about. So sometimes it's hard to know which is yours and which is someone else's, and it gets the etheric boundaries get a little confused. And I was told many years ago there was going to be a time, which is basically I feel that it's this time, where people were going to start to open, but they're going to experience many different things, some of the psychic abilities and some of the, you know, just their higher, their senses being heightened. And but that would be interesting to them, except that they won't be aware of how to work with the etheric boundaries, because there's a lot of energy. You have to really be aware of what you're dealing with, and not that it's so dangerous, but it's just knowing if you're going to always have intentions when you're doing whatever you're doing, including just day-to-day life stuff. And also, a lot of people are being pulled from other people. You know, they're drained. Their energies are being drained. Like we were talking about letting go of different things. Also letting go of the people and situations in your life that really drain you and don't really serve your highest good for, you know, for everyone. So it pulls on people. But I think just still work. My feeling is always like if you still continue to meditate and just quiet yourself down, however you decide to do that, or do the work like we're doing, you know, where we're creating this event so that people could be educated as well as catch the teachings and actually embody and be activated or initiated or awakened to some parts of themselves that they don't even know they have. It helps them to feel their wholeness and be able to trust that they have everything within them to move forward and handle all of these things, even though it may have been a long time since you felt that way.
Maybe all right, Beth. That's the Crystalline Core, May 26th to 30th. You can find more information about that at www.starfuentes.com. And now, let's go to our half-hour commercial.
Please join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at starfuentes.com, then tune in as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Gonna have to change that commercial. I change my time to 1 on Wednesdays. The number is 657-383-1612. Sean, do we have any questions out there?
We do. Let's see here. All right. Gloria, can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Fine, Gloria. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Hi, Gloria.
Gloria, what's your question, sweetie?
My question is, what do the angels have to say about my life purpose?
Jody, you want to go first?
I'm sorry?
Go first, Jody.
You can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. What the angels have to say about your life purpose is that in your soul and in your heart, you know your life purpose, that your mind plays a game with you, that your mind is your greatest distraction. It tells you, well, you don't know enough about it. Is that the right place? If I did this, would my security, would I be able to pay the rent, the mortgage? Would I be safe? And the answer the angels have to say is, yes, you will be safe. Yes, you do know your life purpose. And your spirit guide says, go for it. Jody.
Okay, it feels that you, similar to what Star said, you need to just follow your heart, and you're working too much from your brain trying to figure things out. And that, I also feel like, do you write at all?
No.
Because I feel like whether it's to write something later on as an actual book or something, but it could just be to write down things, have a journal, not of things that you're doing, but how you feel. So you can sit there and write about, you pick a feeling, like pick the feeling of joy and write anything that comes to your heart, not your mind, about just spontaneously just write down anything to do with joy. And then start to write out certain things that have to do with what in your life that you like to do would feel joyful to you. Because it feels like you've gotten further away from your own focus of what you really want for yourself, because you've been so involved in trying to figure out how you can make a living and all that, which is important. It's all part of the process. But if you're in a flow, if you're in your alignment in your heart, and you're serving yourself in a way that gives you joy and feeling satiated in your life, all the other things start to fall into place. It's sometimes hard to trust that because it feels like you're not being responsible to other things. It doesn't mean you have to let go of everything else, but while you're in the middle of shifting to get to what you really want to be doing or being, and it's not so much only what you're doing, it's how you are within yourself, how you feel. So they're saying, though, that you're coming into that, and the fact that you're even asking about it is because you're ready to really have this happen for you now, to get on track.
Okay,
do you know
what your purpose is?
Not at all. That's what I was just going to say. I am just so confused and just in a situation. I'm ready to go. I just don't know which way to go and how to do it. I have
no
idea what my purpose is.
For you that there needs to be something where you give people additional light in their life, whether it's healing, teaching, art, whatever it is, you have to add light to the world. Can you do that?
I don't know. I guess so.
Part of that would require you really sitting quietly every morning and opening up your heart center. You breathe into your whole chest cavity and open it up and expand it front to back to both sides, up and down, and really expand like you're sitting in a huge ball or globe of or sphere of your own love. And then imagine it becoming something that can expand like a lighthouse, but don't unplug. You know, just stay in that space and expand your energy out, but you're expanding your love and send it to different people, send it to the planet. At least it will start the feeling of bringing your energy into the world so that you're not just sitting there quietly kind of going like, what am I supposed to be doing and getting all worried about it. That will start the flow of what Star was talking about.
Yes, that will start the flow for you to make your decision. When I ask your angels, I say, can I tell her what she's supposed to do? And they say, well, half of your lesson is for you to figure it out. So Jody and I just can't say, oh, you got to do this. Some people we can, because that's not their lesson. But you need to get quiet and you need to focus. And the thing it has to be is that something makes you happy, something that brings joy to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank
us.
You. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We
too.
Will. All right. Sean, somebody else?
Yes, we have Julia. Are you? Can you hear us now, Julia?
Yes, I hear you fine. Thank you.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your question, sweetie?
Well, I was calling for healing, if that's possible for today. I've had a lot of fear about stepping forward in my life. I've just gone through a huge transition. I was married over 30 years, and now I'm divorced, so I'm needing to, you know, step forward in my life as just me and not a we, and it's just a little overwhelming. So
do you need the healing for your heart? Do you need the healing for your emotional body? What do you feel needs the most energy?
To release fear, that, you know, the fear of the what ifs and can I do it, and just, you know, having more confidence that, yes, I really am here for a purpose and there is a plan for my life and that I can do it.
All right. So, Jody, do you want to help her with releasing some of that fear?
Well, maybe I'll do a little bit of sound.
I think
that's
that would
okay.
be great. Sean, pay attention.
So what I would say to you is to just first close your eyes. And if anybody else is out there listening and they want to have a healing, they could focus on what they need for healing as well. So it works on everyone. And I'm going to use sound and maybe a little bit of languages just to kind of help you to clear some things, clear the fears getting in your way, but then to kind of instill more of yourself in there to feel wholeness so you know you have everything within you to carry on. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, shai kalehira, elia leku shahia. Elea tu shalele kutahiare, elea duri shele kita legi shado. We're speaking to your heart. Ala lele kutale shika lele kur, ele kisa la dei. Make sure to breathe. Azelele kuri shalele kur, ele sisa yetaruya. Now I'm going to work with sounds to actually call in all the parts of yourself that were so overwhelmed at different times that kind of moved beside yourself, like we say that sometimes. So it's like pulling in all the parts of your soul coming back into your center. But keep your heart wide open as best you can. Some breaths, take three deep breaths. Part of that was to help you to calm out your system, and part of that was also to clear some things, but also to bring you back to yourself in a new way so that you're more feeling more solidified and safe and sort of rest, so you could sort of rest within yourself rather than feeling like you're about to jump out of yourself and move aside. So just take a few deep breaths. Just tell me how you're feeling or how that felt.
Good. I can feel like tingly in my hands and my arms. And
that's great, because what it's doing is it's getting your energy back. It's like if you had a tourniquet on your whole being and then suddenly this opened everything up, so all of your flow of your energy is moving back into your body. It's like you're coming down into yourself. And it's opening up your hands, and it's opening up, you know, your hands are kind of how you grasp life, you know, how you embrace life. So it's opening you up to be able to move forward so you can do that now.
Thank
that you
could
start to feel it's okay to do it, because so when you have more of your energy inside your body rather than sort of aside from yourself because you're so worried and overwhelmed and you don't want to feel what's going on, we kind of brought you back in to actually start to feel the flow of who you are and to get into the flow of your life now in a different way, but that to know that you're safe and that, you know, my guides are just saying that to just know that it's all going to work out. There is a higher reason for everything, and it's going to bring you into a more full alignment of all of that and a sense of truth, and the opportunities will start to fall into place where you'll be open to receiving them.
Wonderful.
You are blessed. You are healed. You are alive, and you are on your way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Lots
and to
love.
Experience more of that, come to the Crystalline Core 5-Day Workshop, May 26th to the 30th in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where we'll include much more of Jody's sound and art and sound baths and crystal bowl baths. You'll receive a crystal certification. Get to go crystal mining and birth your own crystals. Soak in the hot springs, mineral water of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And you can find more information about that at www.starfuentes.com. Sean, do you have one more for us?
That's all the questions at the moment. The others that I've screened in are listening to the show.
All right. So, Jody, let's just take a deep breath and let's reach out with our energies and feel, see, know. What does the audience need at this particular place, space, and time? And I will remind you, I will remind all of you to breathe. I will remind all of you to love and to smile. That no matter how many things you have or don't have, who you are inside, how you treat other people and treat yourself is the energy that you maintain. And Jody?
What I want to share is that it's going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. Let us pray. No. just to make sure to hold that focus that you're willing to receive that your life is going to be okay and that we're all going to be okay on this planet and everywhere else, because it's really, like I said before, it's a very big time of trust, and it has been a difficult time because things are changing very rapidly now, more than ever before, at least in this lifetime on this planet. And I'm hearing that it's really about trust, and it's really about keeping your heart wide open, because that's the only way you'll feel connected to yourself and to others and to all that's available to assist us. And our tendency as humans is we close down. Even if we hear a loud noise, we automatically kind of huddle into ourselves and close down and protect ourselves. So it's not about protection, which implies danger. It's about being nurtured. So what can you do for yourself that will help you to feel nurtured every day? And even if it's not from other people, as long as you take care of you the way you would want to be taken care of, you will start to attract people into your life and situations that will do the same. So it's a lot of just adjusting, refining, and bringing you back on track of what makes sense for you, what feels right for you. But it's not going to be... Everything doesn't have to change, but it's not going to be exactly the way it was, because it can't be anymore. That's from a different level of consciousness. We've already moved to new levels, and now we're kind of catching up to ourselves to really ground that and anchor that and be the fullest that we could be and enjoy. So this is a place to enjoy, not to suffer, even though it kind of looks that way a lot of times. But we're here to inspire ourselves and then inspire others just by being in our fullness and our truth.
And I want to remind you, if the baby was born in December of 2012, the baby would be about 3 years old now. Really 2.5. And that is just when the baby's learning to walk. That is, you know, when the baby's saying mama, dad, dad, dad. And that whole spiritual energies of 2012, they were born. They weren't like an adult immediately doing everything right, and we're growing with it. Thank you, Jody, so much for being on my show. I'm looking forward to the Crystal Encore, May 26th to the 30th.
It'll be great. I'm really excited.
I can't wait till you get here.
Everybody else is there, but I'm excited. I hope everybody will join us. It's going to be an amazing event, and it's going to be really fun and enlightening.
And we're all going to laugh and cry and learn and become more and more light. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And now for the commercial at the end.
Thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlightening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, please visit her website at starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660. Good night.